You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Damn it, man.
No, no, don't do it, don't do it.
Live from the newsroom in Austin, Texas, here's Drinking Bros Fake News.
Why bother at this point? Why bother? Why bother at this point? Nowhere near it. Every single time. It's not as if we don't do the same show every Thursday. You know? It's not a mystery or a surprise day.
Me? What? How am I the third of this podcast?
Like, literally 2 seconds before it started, he looked over at you and he said, Giorgio, hit the button.
Hit the button.
To start the Drinking Bros intro.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Not the specific fake news intro.
We did a news intro with Sean. Sean, what happened to that? Where's Sean's video?
It's still in production.
What?
It's
why?
It's under revision.
Why? Because all the old footage looks like shit, so we're going to reshoot it.
At this point, just put a spinning newspaper on it like it's a fucking Batman from the 60s type of...
my plan. I've sketched... a little thing out, a storyboard. It's all black and white, old school news guy.
That's what I did for FDR American Badass. You can just pull it from that. I own that footage at least.
Yeah. Well, we've got to get new, like, quick zooms of action shots on the producers, right, to put in there as well.
And smoking then, weed.
And then you and I.
Not pressing the button.
You and I exchanging photos, and then somebody is our on-the-scene reporter.
Yeah, yeah,
I haven't decided who.
Can it be a video just me behind a dumpster smoking a cigarette?
It could be you behind a dumpster with some dude fucking cream pie in you.
Yeah. Get a nice cream pie to start the show with a surprise look of like, oh, man.
I feel like a behind the dumpster is more of a BJ kind of sitch.
No, it's a cream pie sitch.
Holding on to the rail.
We did it in range 15. It's a cream pie sitch. And you go anal on that.
The woman had no arms either, so.
Yeah, well, that was the first one. The second one had
arms. The zombies?
No, it was Mindy Robinson was the second one.
That's right.
Oh, was that popcorn? I'll never forget that improv line.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, not great. Also, never forget the Freudian slip that George Bush made yesterday. I was in the hospital with my wife as we delivered our child. Yes, I'm saying we, because it's about the father. And those instances, baby is happy, healthy, and out into the world. Birdie Rose Patterson is here, and I'm back on fake news. Watching the real news last night, I saw the George Bush slip up as he was describing the atrocities in Ukraine that were going on. I knew it, by the way. As this was happening, I go, I bet he's going to say Iraq. I knew it. I mean, I just fucking knew it. If you're George Bush, why even attempt it if you know what you did is exactly what's happening in Ukraine right now?
No idea. I have no idea. I mean, it's like... it's like OJ, it's like, man, OJ talking about looking for the real killers.
It is, dude. It's just... I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, everything he's describing sounds like the Iraq invasion.
Yeah.
And I bet this motherfucker's going to say it.
Well, the conservative estimate is about 200,000 civilians died as a direct result of the war in Iraq. So I'm pretty sure Putin's got a long way to go.
Yeah. I don't know what the actual numbers are. And, you know, with today's media, I'm not sure that we'll ever really get them. And because if we do, we're going to get them in an inflated manner, right? That's obviously going to be I would say, what, 50? That you're going to add 50,000 dead Ukrainians to that list,
probably?
No,
they'll probably 10x it.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. That's what they like to do.
So. Yeah. For those of you who don't know the story, George W. Bush, who spends most of his time pretending he didn't get a bunch of our friends killed for no fucking reason, has said some pretty stupid things over the years. Yesterday's top that. My God, man. I mean,
well, a week ago he said that Zelensky is the Winston Churchill of our time. I'm not sure what access. Not sure what access Winston Churchill had to green screens.
Mm-hmm.
But
he was a comedian, though, Churchill.
I suppose, yeah. I mean,
very dry.
Yeah. This week, Bush really outdid himself. Okay, Bob, can you just find the video on Twitter?
I have it up.
Find that. Yeah, there we go.
I have it up.
Just play the goddamn
video. This is worthy of playing. Me reading the dialogue isn't good enough for this.
It's. I want to hear him say it, and I want the audience to hear the audience that he's speaking to laugh after he says it, because that's exactly what they fucking think of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and play the clip, Bob.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Oof.
Iraq, too. Anyway. 75. Here's the
man. If that wasn't on your mind every single day, it might be funny. But you can tell that this clearly is, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have no sympathy for him.
No,
having it on his mind all the time. I mean, this guy's depending on which narrative you believe, he's either a complete imbecile that let Dick Cheney do what he did, or he's complicit in more civilian deaths than any other figure in the 21st century, probably, right?
Yeah.
cost hundreds of thousands of lives, thousands of U.S. lives, tens of thousands of U.S. lives ruined, trillions and trillions of dollars, about $10 trillion between the two wars.
Yep.
You know, like a third of our debt. And in his spare time, he oversaw the largest expansion of the federal government in history and expanded the fucking surveillance state that we're in now, which we just did a story on with DHS last week, is still using the Patriot Act to spy on Americans. So here we go. I guess it's a big fucking joke, right, to this guy that he's gotten so many fucking people killed. It's too bad that he's still alive, honestly.
You know, it's weird. Like, when I look at George Bush, I saw him on the Oprah interview, and the way he was speaking about Iraq and everything that happened over his presidency, you can tell that it definitely still weighs on him.
Good. It's too bad that he hasn't taken matters into his own hands and ended that suffering for himself.
Yeah. Well, with the rest of this here, you know, including last night, I mean, it was just, he hit the word Iraq so hard on that one, and that it wasn't like a...
He was reading every other... Like, not every half sentence he was reading off the paper in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and he still said it.
Yeah. I think that it's always on his mind. I think that this, his 8 years overall, and it's, going back to that Oprah interview, the Kanye thing with George Bush hates black people, because he also said that weighed on him every day and affected his life as well. And it's like, hey, dude, you can't go back in time. I don't know why you go out in public anymore and make speeches. I didn't know he was 75 years old either.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he's out giving speeches anymore, especially during a time like this when this is almost identical. But on the flip side of this, since it is sort of identical to what's happening, or just invading a country for no reason at this point, why the fuck are we helping out with them, you know?
Well, there's a reason, right?
For Russia.
No, for there was a reason to invade Iraq. It was the same reason that we're fucking getting involved in Ukraine, is so Boeing and Lockheed and General Dynamics can make money. That's it.
Yeah.
The Ukrainian GDP, by the way, is about $44 billion, I think. So we're giving them basically an entire... It would be like somebody giving the U.S. $3 trillion. That's the equivalent.
Yeah.
And by the way, the $40 billion that we're sending to Ukraine is more than we'll spend at the border of the U.S. and Mexico this year.
Oh, yeah. By a lot, that doesn't exist anymore, though. Mm. No, nobody's been down there. Nobody cares.
Well, the Border Patrol people care.
They do.
The ones that are actually doing the job.
They're the only ones, but the government doesn't give a fuck about it. Nobody's even been down there yet from our government to visit there. So,
no, they did a Zoom call, I think.
Was that real?
Like, hold up the iPad so I can see. And then there's, if you look on the iPad, AOC's got her face pressed up against it, crying.
Yeah.
Just so, like, put it up against the fence.
That'd be great if that happened.
I'm sure it has, yeah.
By the way, the Mexican pizza is back at Taco Bell today. That maybe should have been our top story.
I'm going to try it this weekend.
Have you not had it before?
Brittany's, of course I have, but not like, so Brittany's going out of town. She's going to see her sister, who is also repregnantized, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She just found out last week, I think. but that's probably what I'll be doing this weekend.
Eating Mexican pizzas all
weekend? Playing video game and eating Mexican pizza. About 2.5 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, they changed the recipe a little bit. I think it was on the red sauce that's before the last tostada, and it really pissed me off.
Well, we'll find out.
So I'm curious to see if it's going to be back in its original form or this fucking bullshit form that it was the last couple of years.
I'm heading back to the hospital after this, but you can bet your sweet ass I'm stopping by Taco Bell and getting some Mexican pizzas.
Yeah, you should blend some up for that baby too, because there's no fucking baby formula.
Oof. We can have Nick stop on his way back.
No, we need that SodaStream.
No, we need that SodaStream. We got the new seltzer flavors in. This is it. This where the decision will be made after these two today. I'm pretty amped about it, but we sent Nick out to get the soda stream. We'll see if he'll be back because we got to have it carbonated, obviously.
How will we know which one pairs best with the Mexican pizza?
We'll have to figure that out once the cans come in.
It's always grape. I can go ahead and answer that question. If you're a real dirtbag in this life, it's grape Fanta for everything.
By the way,
thank you.
Now you're on the buttons.
Now you're on the button.
The fuck out of here. JJ's going to distill some of the hard AF, by the way, since it's a rum base. He's going to distill it into a rum.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'd be great. The other thing that was pitched to me was Jell-O shots, hard AF seltzer Jell-O shots.
I mean, if you distill it into rum, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. There's a machine, I guess, that this guy's got. It's $8,000 for a Jell-O shot machine, and you can make anything into a Jell-O shot. And they're big in Vegas. They crush in Vegas.
Anything.
Anything.
Like a fentanyl Jell-O shot?
Anything you want.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah. Anything. Anything you could possibly imagine. When I asked him, I was like, literally anything? He goes, dude, anything you can imagine. So it's about the machine itself and the gelatin process. And then he's got a patent on the cup. Because that's the hardest thing about Jell-O shots is getting the Jell-O out of there. And it's a two-finger squeeze into your mouth. I was in a meeting at our lawyer's place at Rachel's. And she's like, try this. And I was like, here? You want me to try to start doing Jell-O shots in here? I did three of them in there. And God damn it, if that guy didn't really get the patent correct. It was amazing.
I like to use oranges and hollow them out. Mm-hmm. Like take all the orange out of it and then pour the Jell-O shot in there and let it freeze in there or whatever's set in there. And you can cut it and it looks like real stuff.
Yeah. Next up, the age of scarcity begins. Economic experts at the World Trade Organization are warning that the current state of geopolitics is leading us into an era of soaring prices and scarce commodities. The ongoing war in Ukraine and China's COVID zero policies are battering the global economy, and inflation has reached its highest level in over 40 years. War and the pandemic have been blamed for the initial hit to the economy, but the underlying problem appears to be the world becoming increasingly divided along political lines. For the last 30 years, the global economy has benefited from falling trade barriers, an increase in logistical efficiency, and the addition of over a billion workers from China and Russia. Since 2018, however, the trade war between the U.S. and China has increased tariffs, which rose from 3% to about 15% over the course of Trump's presidency. China's COVID zero policies have crippled supply chains for companies such as Apple and Tesla, putting billions of dollars in exports at risk, as well as their stocks, by the way, D'Anthony. Have you seen the stocks for Apple and Tesla?
Yeah, they're not great.
They're in the toilets.
They're like right around the same level as your ability to say the word scarce.
Yeah. Well, that's an hour's sleep, my man. It is an hour sleep.
I was
going to
let it go, but you did it again.
No.
And I can't. I just can't do it. But yeah, they're fucked right now.
Scarcity. I've always said scarcity.
Scarcity, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not scarcity. Yeah.
The Queen's English.
Scarcity.
No, don't start.
Bring that up. Bob, can we bring that up?
What do you want?
Scarcity.
Bob was laughing at you as you said.
Is
it scarcity or scarcity?
Yeah.
I called it P.T. Terry's earlier today.
I was
going
to say it's scarce, as in P.T. Terry's is scarce.
Oh, we're going to have to. Where's one of those things that gives you the pronunciation?
I've got one right here. Hold on. I'll
pop it up on screen there, Bob. Bobathy, if you will. Oh, is there a robot voice that'll play it?
Yeah, on Google.
Here we go.
Scarcity.
All right. All right. I see you guys. I understand the whole fucking game that's going on here today, okay?
We really should start using that.
I can't pronounce scarcity, but we can't play the fucking intro.
That's true. Yeah, you guys are equally incompetent, and I'm really tired today for no apparent reason.
There it is. Live from Austin, Texas. Here's Drinking Bros Baseball.
All right, run it back.
From the top, motherfuckers. From the top.
But we're approaching.
This won't be the last word I mispronounce all episode either. No, definitely. After an hour sleep in the hospital, not a fucking prayer.
I think we should do like PTI used to do, where Max Kellerman. Who was the other guy? Tony
Reale.
Reale, yeah. At the end, where he corrects all the mistakes. It's just
down buttons.
Bob just fucking corrects all of the mispronunciations. But that's
that, and I'll go that, and I'll match you for clearing your throat on mic.
We'll never get done with the show. That'll never fucking work.
It'll be one of those down. It's the, what is it? The thumbs down or the thumbs up on here? Yeah.
We'll have. we're rapidly approaching a period of extreme austerity.
Yeah, dude.
Right? Can you, Bob? Will you look on Twitter and find the Sri Lankan riots that are happening right now? They're happening for the same reason, because rationing food, water, and blah blah blah. And it looks very similar to what's going on in China right now with the COVID policy bullshit.
Yeah,
where people are just attacking police randomly.
Yeah, well,
not randomly.
This is getting bad. Earlier, I talked about the wings that are $34 at that one place. It seems like it's everything, and we have a shortage now on everything, every single thing across the board.
Well, we have a shortage of common sense and testicles.
Yeah.
That's the real problem. I mean, look, Mexico's got plenty of shit. We should just go take their shit.
We're getting close to that point, right?
Since when did they have plenty
of shit? What's that video you're playing right now on screen, Bob?
Sri Lankans dumping a politician's car into the river or something.
Oh, pop that up.
Or into the water.
That's one of them, but there's a lot going on in Sri Lanka right now.
Oh, no, I can just keep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this whole fucking thing.
I haven't heard a goddamn word about Sri Lanka.
This looks like a fucking soccer match.
Whoa, dude.
Just a kind of out of control one. But those are police running away from people who are not happy about a variety of things.
Yeah.
Is that a wood bear kid?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
pallets.
What you don't know is that a lot of Asia and the Indian subcontinent, about 70% of their energy still comes from burning wood.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Wood and a lot of coal, too.
A lot of coal, a lot of wood.
Wow.
I mean, what else do they have?
So this is the house of former Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, whatever.
Yeah, good luck, fuckface.
Yeah.
Anyway, they burned down his house. The Lamborghini's still in the garage.
Now, how much energy did that produce?
I don't know. They probably kept somebody.
Holy shit. Is that his house?
Yeah, it's his house.
I think it kept the former Prime Minister warm right up until the time he died. Which is, there's an old maxim, teach a man
to fish.
To fish. No, wait, it's build a man a fire, you'll keep him warm for the rest of the night. Set him on fire, and you'll keep him warm for the rest of his life. I believe that's how it goes. Yeah.
I like that.
So did he die in that house?
No, I don't think he was in there.
Yeah, I don't think he was there.
His Lambo died.
That's
what's happening. And you're probably the only one here old enough to remember the gas shortages in the late 70s.
No, wasn't born. Still wasn't born.
I think you were like 15 or 25 then.
Nah, 91. I was born in 91, so.
But yeah, there was like people, just look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Anytime any of that stuff gets interrupted, people get fucking pissed. Well, they get scared, then they get angry. That's how it usually goes. It's not looking good. I mean, gas, I believe, Bob, maybe you can fact check this, but it's up here in Austin as well. And I think nationwide, the nationwide average is set a record like 10 or 12 days in a row now or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that they're working on changing the numbers?
Yeah, that's one of the stories here. That's,
is it really?
That's actually, we can go to that story now if you want.
Yeah, we get a sponsor real quick. We'll do that.
Yeah.
GhostBed.com/drinking bros. 40% off that bundle package. Man, I miss it in the hospital, man. I slept on a fucking rickety old futonish type bed last night, and I could feel every last spring inside my back.
I think
my
we need to find a new insurance carrier that guarantees us a ghost bed anytime we're hospitalized.
I agree.
How much could that even fucking cost? The deductible would be what? The same as the hospital visit, $500?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the beds in there are not great, but I did take my pillow with me, so at least I have the ghost pillow. Thank God. But yeah, 40% off the bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Now, if you want 30% off everything in the entire store, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout and fill up the whole cart. Get the weighted blanket, the sheets. The sheets are amazing as well. The pillows. You can also just get the mattress by itself or just the adjustable base. Now, for all of 2022, they get a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So you can pile in all those deals and then walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-$25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Yeah, let's skip ahead to that gas station story.
Well, hold up real quick, hold Ross. Up.
We got a...
What do we got?
5-star hotel in Sri Lanka right now. The Doubletree by Hilton, $45 a night.
No shit.
It's 51% less than usual. Yeah, we can get a deal.
Should we go?
Free Wi-Fi, bar, air conditioning.
Wow.
Do they have any
fitness center?
They have any fireproof rental cars?
There's no police. You can do whatever you want there.
Free parking.
You can go full Ezra Miller every night at a bar, and no one will stop you.
Pirate radio.
Let's go.
Next Thursday, you can get a flight to Sri Lanka on Qatar Airways for $2,500.
That's it? Is that first or is that coach?
That's probably coach.
Seems yeah, a little I'm, much. I'm not flying fucking 20 hours,
no.
coach.
No, there's no way.
It's a, over a day.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is it really?
31, 32 hours.
No, yeah. no. That's got to be
what's
first.
What's the airport there? What's
I don't know.
What's the code?
I literally have no idea.
SRL?
CMB.
That's Columbus, Ohio, yeah, I think.
Columbus is CMB.
No. Banadarikni International Airport.
Isn't that a Drake album?
Yeah.
I think it is.
It's CLB. Certified Lover Boy, that's it. I know that, but I can't pronounce scarcity. That is scarcity. I feel like I'm in a goddamn spelling contest. Next up, the gas stations add an extra digit in preparation for price hikes. Boy, this one scares the shit out of me. Gas stations owned by 76 are preparing for the future by reprogramming their gas pumps. The new software adds an extra digit to the pump, allowing it to accommodate gas prices above... wait for it, $10 a gallon. What? $10 fucking, dude, a gallon. A spokesman for the company confirmed that their stations in Washington are already in process of reconfiguring their pumps to make room for the ever-increasing gas prices. California currently holds the record for highest gas prices, with fuel costing up to $6 per gallon in some areas. I've seen it as high as $7, by the way. In LA, and I was just there 2 months ago.
I paid $7 when I was in San Diego 2 weeks ago.
I was going to say, 2 months ago was $6.99 when I was there, or 6 weeks ago. Ah, shit, yeah, 6 or 7 weeks ago. It was $6.99, and then there was a gas station in, well, there's only one in Beverly Hills right there, and that was $7.19. So we are fucked. Dan, what I want to ask you is, what is the likelihood that we will actually hit $10 a gallon?
100%.
You're kidding, right?
Not the nationwide average will not be 10, but there will be places, particularly in California and New York, that'll be $10 for sure.
And when do you think that'll hit?
I think it'll be 3 to 6 months from now. I mean, it depends. Biden's got to do something about...
Well, he's got to do something about everything.
Well, I mean, this is something that hits... like, Roe v. Wade bullshit... most people don't vote because of that, honestly. People vote because of the economy. And this is one particular facet of the economy that's not an abstraction like the stock market is. Mm-hmm. It's a real dent in real people's wallets every single day. So if he doesn't do something about this, the left is going to get lit up like it's never happened in any election before. I don't know what exactly he would do. Releasing strategic reserves to a greater degree than he has would be one thing, but it's so if this
we have the oil here though.
Yeah, yeah. If this were a public company, if the United States was a public company, and in some ways it is structured as such, right? Like you have a vote because you're a shareholder being a citizen. Even if the majority group voted to do something, if it was a if the action broke their fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, the SEC could intervene, they could be sued, all sorts of other stuff can happen. I wonder when and what it might look like for a class action lawsuit to happen against the Biden administration to deal with this. Because what they're doing right now, doubling down on electric vehicles, not opening up strategic reserves in a real way, keeping us dependent on foreign oil, both in Russia and Saudi Arabia, it is detrimental both to the safety, security, and economic security of our country. And at some point, like the fiduciary responsibility has been breached, and something legal has to happen. Like there's right. There's got to be a legal recourse for that, aside from just waiting 2.5 more fucking years to vote this guy out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine living in a country where it's $10 a gallon.
I mean, I honestly think that Biden should be impeached for this. This is a criminal act against the United States. Like they're intentionally inflating gas prices right now.
So what's the solution? Because, you know, all I hear from the left is like, oh, we'll get an electric vehicle. There aren't any. You and I are, we talked about this weeks ago. We're on back orders for years on these stupid fucking things.
Yeah.
We're not anywhere near close to being able to facilitate electric vehicles for citizens of the United States at a reasonable price.
At any price, actually. I think there's like 30 million of them or so right now. And we were able to produce about 6 million a year, and there's 400 million cars in the United States.
Great.
So there you go.
If you want my advice right now on as far as availability, go look at these Chevy Volts from 2017 mm-hmm. to 2014 mm-hmm. as well. They're hybrids, but they get the best bang for your buck gas mileage-wise, and it's still a reasonable price. You can get them for 25 to 17 grand.
You know, it's funny you say that. So where we're at here in downtown Austin, there is a shit ton of car dealerships on the way home off of 35 down there. I probably in the last 2 weeks have seen 5 or 6 used Teslas. I mean, not Teslas, but what's the original hybrid? Prius, yes.
Well, Prius was a hybrid, yeah. Not an
actual electric vehicle, right?
As far as the technology and getting the most bang for your buck, like propulsion-wise, it was the best.
And I see those fake, you know, license plates on the back, so you know that they just got them used. And I'm seeing more and more of those. So if people can't get electric vehicles, they're going back to getting cars like you said, like the Volts or the fucking hybrids and all that.
They were just a little early for their time. And I think I like the Volt a lot more because it looks quite a bit better. It looks like a modern sedan in a way. Like it doesn't look like a Tesla. Like it's not really amazing, but as far as like a normal car goes.
Yeah, the reason people didn't buy hybrids for a long time is they all looked real stupid.
They did.
That's why no one bought, and electric cars looked even stupider.
Right, which I think is I actually believe there's a conspiracy by the gas companies to make those cars look so stupid that no one would want them. I don't actually like believe that, but that's my favorite like dumb conspiracy.
A car that was like a cube. Which one was that?
Oh fuck, I don't know. The Honda something.
No, that was the Soul. That
oh,
was
like I remember the cube. Yeah, I know the cube.
No, it was
as well.
A really small yeah. one. Oh god, it was like 2-seaters and some bags of groceries in the back.
Smart
or something.
Car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Stupid.
Those aren't even fuel efficient, by the way.
Those are terrible.
I wrote a whole fucking article on that back at TFM. Like. Cheering on these people in San Francisco that just went around tipping over smart cars like they were cows. Mm. It was wonderful. But doing research, like for their size, like they're pretty shitty.
Why could no one but Elon Musk be like, why don't we make this cool?
Yeah.
Well, let's be real. Elon Musk was bilking the government out of billions of dollars in subsidies. Like Tesla's never made a profit at any point in their history. the profit that they
I
make.
Neither is, I mean, has Amazon though?
Yeah, off AWS, yeah, but not off Amazon.
Not off Amazon. Well, so,
and, they kept reinvesting all their money, and like they were showing deficits every year, and people just kept pumping more money into it.
So. Yeah, the federal government was giving massive subsidies to Tesla. We'll get to.
But they never built the charging network, and I feel that's a huge fault on the government to have a connection between the private and public enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about electric cars is, you know, a lot of these places you have to hunt out where the fucking charge stations are, and it's not always in the most convenient places.
You can always charge at home. I mean, that theoretically you should be able to charge at
home. Now you
can,
but a few years ago you couldn't. And I took a... Josh's Tesla to Raleigh from Wilmington. It was about 2 hours, and we didn't have enough charge to get home at that point. And so we had to, you know, fucking MapQuest some bullshit, and it was at a mall. So we had to go and eat at this mall for like an hour just so the car would charge so we could get enough juice to ride home.
I mean, and the charges are getting better, and they're getting faster, and you got to get it under that 10 to 15 minute range where you can like go into a convenience store, buy something, come out, and have enough to get you somewhere. Similarly, we treat our cell phones. Like, you don't necessarily always charge your phone all the way up, but you get enough to get you through the night. So I feel like it's going to be the same way for your
trips. But if your phone dies, it's kind of inconvenient. If your car dies, then you're fucked.
You better battery management.
I'm not sure what the fucking answer is, because we don't have enough of these goddamn cars anyway, so it's a moot point.
Well, the answer is certainly not to force a transition to electric vehicles.
Oh, I agree. We don't have it anyways. We don't have the chips.
The solution is to refine tar sands from Canada, use the XL pipeline, right? Keystone Pipeline. Mm-hmm. And every other thing we can do to make sure that we have plenty of energy. And while we figure this out and don't have to depend on anybody but ourselves for it.
Right.
That's pretty much the end of it. And what what the Biden administration has done so far, I think, is criminal. And I think it's about time that somebody does something about it. It would be interesting to see how quickly they get impeached after January of next year.
But if these prices, here's my prediction, right? I don't think he can let these prices go that high before this election, or literally every single one of them would be voted out.
I don't know that there's anything he can do about it. Like, what's he going to do
with gas prices?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think that a president can lower gas prices. I think that they can fuck them up, but lowering it, I mean, that's a 3 to 5 year process typically.
So, right? What if he taps in the reserves tomorrow?
Well, how much? What do we use? 20 million barrels a day in the U.S. Yeah.
In the meantime, I think you have to use the SodaStream.
Yeah, 19.78 million barrels.
Yeah, so we use 20 million barrels a day. We have 750 million in our reserve right now.
Okay.
Right? So that's not that long, right? I mean, it's half a year's worth of... I mean, obviously, we're not just using that. But it's... we're in a bit of a bind.
He released 30... million barrels like a month ago, two months ago.
And it's gas has just really gone down after that. So I think we'll be fine.
We are fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
I mean, do you remember last, was it Memorial Day or July 4th, where you said you're going to save 16 cents on your hot dogs or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Like this is the most incompetent administration of our lifetime, for sure.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it, to be honest with you. How do you fuck this up all the way around in all facets in just a year and like 4 months? It's fucking insane. And every last thing we eat, drink, fucking do is jacked through the roof, and there's no reprieve in sight. We're fucked. Mm-hmm. We're absolutely fucked. But if you're looking to make money out there, go to mybookie.com, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your deposits up to $1,000. If you put $1,000 in, you get $1,000 back. Now, if you put $100 in, you get $100 back. It's that easy. They're not going to max that out after that, or else everybody would be putting in $10,000 betting on shit. Speaking of which, we've been betting on the golf this week. Where are we, Delco, with the PGA? What do we got going on here? We've got a lot of... Yeah, I think you've got $2,000 this week on this.
Yeah, why? Rory's still winning.
I have 1,400 on this.
Rory's winning still.
He is.
Yeah, 5 under.
5 under is what he finished at?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is behind him? Who do we got here?
It's Hoagie Fest. Tom Hoagie, 4 under.
All right. And Zalatoris is 4 under as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about Scheffler? Where's he at?
He's even. He just teed off. He's like three holes deep.
Okay. And Tiger, where did he end up?
Four over.
Oh, shit. Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, he started out strong. He had like three birdies in the first eight holes, I think, and then ended up four over.
You know who finished better than Tiger?
Who?
Yes.
John Daly.
He did.
Tell me it was John Daly. At one point this morning, I woke
He's
up.
He was winning.
Yeah, he was winning.
Two
you
under.
Text me, and I was watching the same thing. Getting I was like, screenshot. Oh, my God, this would be the greatest thing of all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he finished two over. I guess he gets to use a golf cart for some reason. I don't know why.
Are you serious?
I think so.
I didn't see that. I just saw his shots. I didn't see a golf cart.
It was a golf cart number 69.
Was it really?
It was.
Fuck off. He's the best. He's the best of all time. Have you seen his new golf glove? Two in the pink, one in the stink. So two of the fingers on the golf glove, the glove are pink, and then the other one's brown.
That's great.
Pull it up. He's got a full clothing line that is out now that is just destroying.
I've got I understand.
There it is. Pop that up on screen.
I understand two in the pink, one in the stink, but let me hit you with this.
Yeah.
Five in the stink.
Whoa, you're going to hold fist in there, huh?
Do you give it the blade?
Look
or are we going
that.
Full fist? Ooh.
Look at that golf glove. That is a thing of beauty. Nooner Nation podcast gave us $15 for Mexican pizzas today. So we're going to do that. Do you want to inform Nick about the soda stream? Because we're going to do this live on air. I don't think he knows
you
how
to do
use
live?
It.
Do you
know how to use it?
Yeah.
We'll test these flavors out live on air. I think it's nice to let the audience know whether they suck or not. The last show we did it, we didn't like one of the flavors, and we threw it out on the fucking floor. Poured it out all over the streets.
Do you like pina colada?
No, we liked the pina colada one. That's a definite yes.
That was a good one. Next up, more mass shootings, more media manipulation. Last Saturday, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron. That's a weird name.
Yeah. Gendron, probably.
Is it really?
I don't know, but...
Gendron. Good looking kid too. Just fucked up his entire life for being a racist.
I mean,
he'll spend 60 years of his life in prison.
No, hopefully he'll get fucking killed.
I don't see. I'm in the other camp on that. I think it's more miserable to live out your life in jail for 60 something years.
No, this guy thinks he's a fucking hero.
But how long does that last? That lasts for a few days, and then prison really kicks in.
No.
Like 60, like could you imagine 60 years in a prison cell for real?
I feel like this is prison. Just being alive. So yeah, I can imagine it. I imagine it every fucking day. And that seems like a nice break too from all the, you know, rat race of life.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to pay $10 a gallon for gas.
Two hots and a cot.
Yeah, so last Saturday, this asshole opened up fire in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 people and wounding three. He arrived at the store around 2:30 p.m. dressed in tactical gear, including body armor and a helmet. He had a camera strapped to his chest, and he used that to live stream the massacre on his Twitch channel. Before going on the rampage, the shooter posted a 180-page manifesto. 180 pages, no shit.
Yeah, that's that's a lot of words.
No shit. Fuck, Matt's book was only over just over 200, for Christ's sakes. How long do you write this fucking thing? 180 pages detailing his intention to carry out the mass shooting and his reasons for doing it. He was a believer, apparently, in the Great Replacement Theory, which is a belief that white people all over the world are being deliberately outbred by ethnic minorities in an attempt to wipe them out. The media was quick to label the shooter as a Republican and a Trump supporter, which contradicts statements made by Gendron, where he describes himself as an authoritarian left. Whatever the fuck that is. I've never heard. What does an authoritarian left mean?
Like Mao or Stalin.
Okay.
Like a socialist.
Gotcha.
Fucking authoritarian.
Gotcha. He also described himself as a populist. A less well-known shooting occurred the following day at a church in Southern California. On Sunday, a gunman opened fire in the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, which was hosting a lunch reception for their Taiwanese congregation. The man responsible for the attack of the California church is a 60-year-old named David Wenwei Chow, a former security guard from Las Vegas. One person was killed and five other were wounded before bystanders were able to subdue him by breaking a chair over his head. That's sweet.
Yeah, it was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, yeah, he came back.
It was what was the guy's name? The dude that finally subdued him, I believe, died. But
You didn't hear anything about that goddamn story.
No, certainly not. And, you know, a lot of people in the left media tried to blame like Tucker Carlson and people like that, mm-hmm. because they bring up this great replacement theory shit from time to time. There's actually a video of Julian Castro, who was the former mayor of Houston, and his brother, I believe, and then he was the HUD director, and then his brother, his twin brother, was a congressman in Texas, I believe,
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
One of them ran for president last year. I don't remember if it was Julian or...
I think it was Julian.
Yeah.
It was Julian.
So a guy that just ran for president, ran for the Democratic nomination for president. In 2013, outlined how Texas was going to turn blue because of all the immigration, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a fucking conspiracy theory. This has been... Why do you think 324,000 people crossed the border illegally last month? Last month.
Yeah.
And 125,000 of them were just released into the United States. Why? What other purpose could that be for other than to gerrymander the fucking vote, man?
Right.
Like, it's that part is stupid. But here's the really stupid part. And it's the stupid part that you alluded to. There was a shooting, Asian on Asian crime,
yep.
basically, in California. When's the last time you heard anything about...
Stop Asian Hate?
No, about the Waukesha massacre. So if you just Google Waukesha massacre, it brings up the Wikipedia page, and here's what the paragraph description of the Wikipedia page says. On November 21st, 2021, the driver of a sport utility vehicle killed 6 people and injured 62 others by hitting participants and observers at the annual Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, in the United States. And that's it. No mention of the fact that the guy was a black nationalist and had made rap songs about this. No mention of his name or race or any of that shit. The Brooklyn subway guy, another black nationalist fucking lunatic. No mention of any of this stuff. So because I'm mildly irritated with all this, I'm going to read you some statistics.
Sure.
Right.
I actually went off and ran on this the other day, man, because I'm the same way where you see and you hear all this. And it seems like if it's not a white on black crime,
mm-hmm.
the media just won't report it.
Yeah. So this is... these are statistics of actual mass shootings in the way that most people would refer to a mass shooting.
So you're talking about mass shootings the way they're referred to by like private groups that collect data on it?
By the average, something that all of us in this room would consider a mass shooting, which is where one asshole goes into some place that they shouldn't be and targets a group and kills a bunch of people for some reason, whether it's insanity or ideological or race or whatever.
So the FBI definition, that's like the stricter definition.
The stricter
definition, because there's the other definition that they use.
We'll get to that.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get to that. So just by the strict definition, this is since 1982. By race, the amount of strict definition mass shootings that have occurred. White people, 68. Which is 53.5% of all mass shootings recorded during that period, which is 8.1% less than their representation, right, mm-hmm. in the population.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their population delta. That's what that's called. Excuse me. Latino, 10, for 7.9%, which is 10.8% less than their population representation. Asian, 6.3%, 0.3% less. Black, 21. 16.5%, which is 4.1% more. They're the only ones that have more. And it's not because black people are more prone to crime. It's because of this is what happens in shitty areas, right? Anyways, if you're not happy with that. And by the way, 81% of those mass shootings, handguns.
Yeah.
Not rifles. This is from Mother Jones database, 2021. Same exact numbers. Literally the same numbers. So it's not like this is from some conservative-leaning website. Mother Jones is the most, other than left. Maybe Salon, they're like the most left-leaning piece of shit rag out there. Now, the other way that this mass shooting is defined, when the media wants to make it an anti-gun issue and not a race issue, they want to amplify those numbers. So it's any shooting where there are four or more victims, right? Whether
wounded. Doesn't even have to be killed.
Yeah. Just wondering.
So this is just for 2021, right? Asian perpetrator 4 total, 2%, which again is 1.6% less. That's their population delta is 1.6, negative 1.6. Latino 31, negative 6.7% delta. White people 31, 12%. The same amount as Latino, which is 50.5% less than their population representation. Black 192, 74% of all mass shootings as defined by the media in 2021, the perpetrator was black. The end. I'm done with the rant now. Can we just tell the fucking truth?
Yeah, I don't know why we can't. And especially if you just look at the numbers in Chicago alone, on the south side of Chicago alone, monthly. Just those monthly numbers, that pretty much just blows everything out of the water. Let alone like gang shootings and shit like that that go unreported all the time. Because any asshole will just roll up and just fucking a whole crowd. But some of that shit goes unreported because sometimes the police just don't want to go in there. They're just like, yo, fuck it.
This is a big problem. Like, we are intentionally misdiagnosing something. And if you were a doctor, you would lose your medical license for this. And, you know, worse than that, the person would die.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you pretended cancer was something else, like, oh, it's just a cold. Don't worry. Like, cool. All right. Now you're fucking dead from cancer. And we are dying from cancer.
Yeah. It's crazy out there. I went on a rant on this the other day. Because the Waukesha thing, they're still classifying as the car did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Twitter is summarizing tweets that are popular for you so that you don't have to read necessarily anything.
Yeah.
And when Waukesha was trending the other day, it said a car drove through a Christmas parade of people. Didn't say anything about a driver attached to that car, which was fucking bullshit. And
yeah, they didn't spend a whole lot of time discussing the litany of social media posts and manifesto bullshit from this guy, right? Where he pretty much said exactly what he was going to do. And then back to this stupid fucking piece of shit from Buffalo. He wrote sometime last year in school that he was going to do this. And the fucking state police came by, interviewed him, and he said, oh, I was just kidding. And they're like, all right, cool, man. Go back to school.
Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah. If a fucking 17-year-old white kid says, even joking, that they're going to go shoot up a black fucking supermarket, arrest that person.
He said he was going to shoot up his school.
First?
Yeah. And then he changed it.
Yeah, they literally interviewed this kid last year. And this is not the first time. Almost every single one of these.
There was another one that was super recent too, the same thing.
I don't have the data in front of me, but it was like 75%, 70 to 75% of all these cases, the person was in the system somehow, whether being interviewed or they've been arrested before or something like that.
The Parkland shooter was in the system like 1,000 times.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's what
it was. It's unfucking believable.
It's crazy, man, and it's only going to get worse because they've got a narrative to sell. Therefore, this is what we're doing now, and it fucking sucks. You know what doesn't suck though? It's Monk Pack, Anthony. Monk Pack, best in the biz, dude. That is monkpack.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off your first purchase. These bars. Nick, would you grab a box of these? I know most of them are empty, and we've had this game when we're hiding them all over the office in different places because they are the best. The only thing I will say is they're like 150 calories, 3 carbs, 2 sugars. They're great for like they've got keto bars, seeds, all that other stuff. They taste so good, you end up eating like 3 of these at a time. I'm gonna come clean on the show today. I ate an entire box in one sitting once. I ate 6 of these goddamn things.
How many calories is in one of them?
There's only 150 calories. But here they are right here. So they come and I would get the variety pack. That way you can try all of them and then pick whatever your favorites are. I haven't had a bad bar from these guys.
No, they're all good.
The only thing is they taste so good. You're like, dude, how did you do it? That's what I keep trying to figure out. It's like with the seltzer. Everybody's like, I don't understand how there's no carbs and sugars in this. We use a different bass, and it took a long time. I'm assuming these guys did the same thing, but man, this is fucking good. And they're hidden all over the office because everybody keeps eating these goddamn things. Huge fan of Monk Pack, and the caramel sea salt is probably my favorite, but I can have literally any single one of these bars. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com. Enter the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout for 20% off. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That is MUNKPACK.com. Select any product, then enter the code Drinking Bros at checkout. Save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it is backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. All right, Nick just brought these in on
Wait,
set
before,
here.
Wait, before we move on, I'm watching on the YouTube as well, and there's a Dr. Squatch ad.
Correct.
Like interstitial in the thing here. I just want to tell you, don't buy Dr. Squatch because they're not fucking paying us. That's it.
You
like we've had conversations with them before, and they decided just to keep stealing off of our audience. Yeah. So fuck those guys.
It's weird, man. Like these ads keep popping up. So what'll happen is some advertisers will get us, and they'll be like, "All right, great, yeah, it was awesome." They'll just grab the data and then advertise in the corner. It's just like, "Hey, dude, we don't get any of that money." Yeah, like
fuck Dr. Squatch.
All right, I just gave you a grape here. So this is grape. Our only note on this last seltzer, because we're having a couple more for hardafseltzer.com. Get them shipped right to your house, 42 states. We wanted more grape in it, so we'll try it out. The boys just sent this in from Tactical Brewery down in Orlando, Florida. Here we go. It's strong. That's a strong grape. I'm not sure. I don't know how you get grape without it tasting a little bit cough syrupy.
This isn't nearly carbonated enough. Can you just bring me that thing?
Bring the soda. We're going to bring it on set?
Yeah.
Is it wireless?
Yeah. It's a CO2 canister.
All right. Maybe that's it.
Give me that thing.
Yeah. Pop it up. Why not? Let's party today. Here we go. Jess, if you're watching this from the hospital, I apologize. Know that this is Dan, not me. Not me, because I got to go back to the hospital after this. I've never used a soda stream before for carbonation.
Yeah, it's easy.
Pop this bitch open. Let's see what happens.
First, I've got a...
Will you dump Nick, do you out? Have a soda stream?
No. I've had one before
that. Oh, but you've never used one?
No, I've used one before. I just don't have one now.
Okay. All right. I'm real curious now how this works. It's almost like a nitrous tank. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like.
It is.
Is it really?
Well,
wish we had one of those in there. Just imagine if we started doing nitrous balloons on the show today.
It's carbon dioxide. Not
Let's
nitrous.
Go, fam. Let's go. No, I know that, but if we were using it, yeah, that looks properly carbonated right there.
Thanks.
All right. Let's give it a gozies.
Still a little light, but.
All right. Boom. Here we go. This is grape. Grape is one of our favorite flavors, but again, I don't know. Anybody's been able to do grape?
It's still not carbonated enough.
Okay.
But it's better that way, yeah. It's not bad.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. That was a little more carbonated. It's not bad.
Give me that other bottle.
Not bad. It's not my fave. I like it. Like, I'm not going to kick it out of bed, but it's not my fave. The only one I didn't like so far was that passion fruit. This is decent. I'm just not sure that's the go-to flavor. I don't think anybody's ever done a grape seltzer, except for Four Loko, and those goddamn things taste like cough syrup. Not sure. I think there is a reason why nobody's done grape. That's just my guess. That's just my guess on this. What do you got there? A little spillage?
Yeah, there's going to be some.
Shit's popping up, dude. Let's go. So this is watermelon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they said the watermelon was fire. I'm looking forward to this. Watermelon's one of my faves in this life. So if it comes through, let's go, dude. Let's go. But to recap, the grape isn't terrible. It's just kind of cough syrupy.
I'm a no on the grape.
Yeah. I think I would be too. I think it's just too close to NyQuil. to be honest with you. And not because it's not grapey enough. I'm not a cereal grapist, okay? Nailed it. I feel really good about that joke after an hour in the hospital. Hour sleep in the hospital last night. My game today. I am not on my best game today whatsoever. but the watermelon I'm looking forward to, that has been done to a decent level before. So I'm a huge watermelon fan. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I got extra cups over here too. But we said we would do this live on air, so we don't want to lie to you guys about the flavors and all this shit. Like, if it sucks, we'll tell you. I don't think grape is going to make the cut. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's good enough that you're not going to kick it out of bed. You're not going to be angry about it, but it's just not going to be your favorite, and I don't want to put it out if it's not going to be your favorite. Is this watermelon?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's give this a fucking gozies. Here we go. Oh, there we are. Whew! I'm home now. That feels like home. That is a definite winner. You know what's funny? Those guys said that this one was their favorite. Whew. That is delicious.
Goes down smooth.
Yeah, that watermelon's real good. That was their favorite, by the way. Out of all of the flavors, they were like, hey, dude, I think we knocked it out of the park with this watermelon. I'm in it. All right.
Yeah,
all right, dog.
Watermelon's a go.
For sure, dude. If they're watching, and they usually do down there. By the way, we're trying to get cases into Tactical Brewery down there, and you can go and pick those up. Reed White went up to Tennessee and bought like 10 cases the other day.
Yeah, he's been driving them around the country.
Best in the biz. He's been getting rocked. He was drinking them in the shower the other day.
Yeah, watermelon's really good.
Yeah, that's really
somebody said, Chinzy says, sour apple. I think that's when Brittany wanted to.
That'll
probably be the final flavor in number two.
I think so. So I know they gave it a shot. I know they gave sour apple a shot, and they weren't that big of fans of it over there. Mm. But I'll have them send some out. Something hasn't been perfected in the apple yet. Jonathan is asking, is the fried chicken flavor next? I wish. My God, dude. I think that's the next frontier where you're just drinking food.
It was kind of racist that they sent us grape and watermelon at the same time. Like I sent him a cease and desist after that.
It's good though. I'm all in on the watermelon. Let's
watermelon's go. Good. I can actually see myself making summer boat cocktails.
I was gonna say, dude, this is really fucking good.
Like some kind of slice of citrus and watermelon on top for mm-hmm. garnish and vodka and this together.
Yeah, that's
good. Out on the lake. That's definitely going to happen this summer.
Once again, we like to try these live on air, so that way if they fucking suck, dude, we'll just tell you, because there's no... Can't get out of this. Shit is live. I guess we could edit it later, but it's too late. It's on YouTube live. So fuck it. No, we can't.
I think the grape problem is, like, if you drink grape seltzer water, like just soda water,
mm-hmm.
It's very lightly or flavored, rather. And that's probably where it should be, but to overcome the base, the alcohol base,
for 8%,
you probably have to add too much.
I think that's why Four Loko sucks. Yeah. It's because you're trying to overcome that.
Pink lemonade's another good idea.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the watermelon's the jam. Mm. I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna switch spots on that so that doesn't. Back to back with watermelon. Not going to do it. You know what I'm talking about. Next up, the new medical technology breaks glass ceilings of motherhood. Advancements in medicine have allowed men to finally enjoy the beauty of motherhood. Recently, threads posted by trans women on the internet forums have detailed their techniques for breastfeeding their children. I would like to do that. I have a new child as of last night. Is it too late for me?
I think Family Guy did this. Stewie accidentally started sucking on Peter's nipple one time, uh-huh. And then he got a hair stuck in his mouth. I don't know.
I think we're there. By using the proper combination of drugs, they're able to induce lactation. Is that true?
I would probably do this. I think we should actually get Last Row to do this.
And the pictures are brave and beautiful. Do we have pictures of this?
Is Lopez in the chat right now? Because if he is, I want to know if he will take this drug and start lactating. For college football season, obviously.
I think he's...
I want him to wear like a crop top white shirt, and there's just like fucking lactation stains on it for the whole summer.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Do we have pictures of this, Bob? Is this... real. So this is a doctor in India. He's attempting to blur the line between men and women even further by giving trans women the ability to give birth.
I don't think...
He's from New Delhi, Bob, it says.
Yeah, this they made a movie about this with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, Twins. They're trying to remake it
now.
No,
not Twins. What was it called?
Junior.
Oh, Junior, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a baby grows inside of a uterus, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the cum and egg latch onto the side of the uterus and grow off of it like a fucking fungus or some shit.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I guess if you could implant a uterus and have some kind, I don't know how you would get the food to the baby though.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? Like that's what the belly button does. Or not the belly button, but the fucking whatever tube. God damn it. It's what it does. So they would have to put, there would have to be some kind of way to feed it. Because it's a fucking parasite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how you would do that part.
Like, I don't either.
I feel like implanting a uterus or an embryo in a uterus inside of another person probably wouldn't be the most difficult part. It would be trying to feed that thing.
Well, in all seriousness here.
I'm being serious.
No, I am too. But you have the pregnant man emoji. So is it that common? Because I genuinely don't know this. Is it that common that it elicits an emoji for it?
No. I mean, the emojis can be used however one wants. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, you mean like the prayer hands versus like the high five?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and this wouldn't be a pregnant man. This would just be a pregnant trans woman, correct? Because they're installing a womb into...
That's what it says here. So a surgeon from New Delhi will perform the second ever womb transplant, allowing this patient to carry a child. Now, if there's only two, why make the emoji, I guess?
The emoji's in reference to a trans man having a baby. Yeah. This is a trans woman. This is a cisgendered man transitioning
male to
a
female.
Woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out, and that's super complicated. How many times does the other one happen?
None.
Bless you.
It's like Chaz Bono and one other one, I think.
No, I don't think Chaz Bono had a kid.
Mm. I don't know. It's not common.
It's not common, right?
No.
So what's the emoji for?
I don't know.
Fucking A, dude.
I mean, I'm going to do a show on it soon, actually, about how all these corporations aren't actually woke. They're just like capitalizing on that because there's not a big enough penalty for doing it. And they can scrape up some people by doing it. And now you see that they're finished scraping these people up.
Yeah.
Netflix, for example.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this woke bullshit. They canceled Ibram X. Kendi's shows. Hulu canceled Hillary Clinton shows.
Yep.
Like, it's all happening.
Oh, it's all happening very, very quickly, too. I was talking about Netflix a little earlier today. Like, they're in trouble. And all this bullshit's catching up to them. You know, the first to call it out was Elon Musk to me. Because I didn't know about those documentaries and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And he had a post about it. And I was like, all right, well, fuck. So the organs would be taken from a dead donor or another trans patient who made the transition from male to female. A similar procedure was attempted before, which resulted in the patient's death. But the doctor hopes that the second time's a charm. Why? Is it just for the sake of doing it?
I mean, I think it's for, if you've ever seen The Orville, which is a Seth MacFarlane live-action comedy, kind of like...
It's like a comedic version of Star Trek.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek meets Family Guy.
Yeah.
There's a single gender species called Mocklins, and I think that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get rid of women altogether.
Great.
I mean, you know...
My God, dude. Well, we're here. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's that part of it I'm not entirely against. just, you know, in principle. I don't want it to happen, but if it did, I'd be like, all right, cool. That doesn't really affect me.
It's just all dudes who are like, all right, great, let's do it. Let's do it. Next up, look, we're all adults here. I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum lozenges and pouches. Pouches, man. 1 hour sleep in the hospital last night. Not doing great today.
What are you going to say next Thursday when you're completely rested and still fucking up words?
I know when I had a good show and when I had a bad one. I'm not on it today, and I apologize to you guys. but if you're finding out that you need some nicotine to wake up, be alert again, Maybe it's me. Maybe I had two pieces of the goddamn nicotine gum today. Who knows? The best way to do it is lucy.co. I had a little bit of it this morning. 1 hour sleep in the hospital last night. Why wake up every 5 minutes? Are you doing good? Everything is fine. It's our third one, for Christ's sakes. I had two of these this morning to get up and add them. Not going to lie to you. If you see them littered out throughout the desk, that's why. Who else was using these on Monday? Our guest on Monday was cracking.
Yeah, Aaron Alexander. Yeah. He loves that shit.
Dude, so do I. It's a nice pop. So if you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That is lucy.co. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS. Next up, D'Anthony, BLM co-founder, blames embezzlements on white guilt money. When I read this article, I was so shocked that I was like, this, it has to be a parody. I thought it was the Babylon Bee. I really did. Black Lives Matter co-founder and proud Marxist Patrice Cullors is in hot water after recent tax filings revealed how the organization was spending money donated to the group. Among many other things, the organization paid $970,000 for producing live events, the receipt of which was a man named Damon Turner. Now, Damon Turner has no professional experience producing live events prior to working for BLM, and just so happens to be the father of Patrice Cullors' child. Big shock. Another $840,000 was spent on security services provided by Paul Cullors, who is the brother of the BLM co-founder. Cullors defended her decision to hire her brother for security by saying she could not trust traditional security companies.
Sure, yeah.
Due to their tendency to hire former police officers.
For sure, yeah. Now, her brother, Paul Cullors, you know what his profession is?
No, what's that?
He's a professional graffiti artist.
Ah, you don't say.
Which I believe is a crime.
Ah,
but
not anymore. Who cares?
Depends on where you do the graffiti, I suppose. Certainly no experience in security.
No, none whatsoever. $2.1 million was paid to a consulting firm run by, give me all the names today, Shamalaya? Bowers, you bet.
Shalemaya.
No, that's right. There's no reason to check it.
Shalemaya.
Nah, no reason to check it. I got him the first try. Who is BLM's board security and previously served as deputy executive director. Over $70,000 was spent to reimburse travel expenses racked up from the chartered flights in 2021, which Cullors claims was necessary due to the risk of COVID. Were they flying private?
Oh, yeah. You have to.
Right? You have to. During COVID?
You don't want to accidentally run into the real killers or whatever OJ
or anybody
said.
Anybody else on these flights. You got to fly private.
No, BLM is basically the Wounded Warrior Project.
You said that, not me.
I sure as fuck did. Sure as fuck did.
Man, how is this an organization and why does it still exist? I don't get it. And where is the funding going exactly? Like, is it going into a GoFundMe? Do they have a website available? Like, what is it exactly?
Well, there's a pack where they were, I believe a lot of their donations went through the website Act Blue, mm-hmm. which is a Democratic crowdfunding site for politics mostly. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's 60 some million dollars missing entirely.
Oh, yeah.
That they haven't tracked down yet. This is 6 million of it so far. Well, this is about 8 million of it so far. But there's 60 total out there somewhere. We don't know where it went.
Great.
But we'll find out. Like with let's see. It takes about 3 years for the IRS to catch up on tax cheats like this. So sometime around the beginning of 2024, between the beginning of 24 and April of 24, mm-hmm. tax filing season, we'll start to see more stories like this.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
What I find hilarious about, because I saw one of the interviews about this, they're completely defiant.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
like their belief in these lies is fucking insane to me.
Yeah, it's almost like broken window theory a little bit. where if everybody treats the area like garbage, more people will treat it like garbage. It's kind of a self-fulfilling thing. People who have had the fact that this idea that they've been systemically wronged by shit that happened hundreds of years ago and has had that reinforced over and over by the government, by the media, by universities, now feel like they can... Well, I mean, if somebody's fucking with you and you steal something from them, you don't really feel that bad about it, right?
Right.
The difference here is that they're stealing from their own people, their own community that needs the fucking help. That's the difference. So these are the worst people on earth. It's almost like if an organization raised money for like veterans who were wounded in combat, for example, and then used the money to fly private and buy vehicles and throw lavish parties instead of actually helping veterans.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. Who was in it? Was that Toby Keith?
No.
Did he do a theme song for it?
Kinda. Yeah, but I mean, it's everybody keeps trying to tell me that they're better now. Nothing is better. What? There are new Nazis too. Like an organization that did that to veterans is blacklisted forever. Jesus fucking Christ!
I still see the commercials, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are, by the way, people don't realize how expensive those are to run. Especially during Fox's prime time. Fox has the best numbers. Fox News.
Yeah,
the best. Primetime ratings there is. Those ads are fucking expensive.
I'd like to see their books too, because I guarantee you they're doing what most of those organizations do, which is spend about 65% of their money raising more money.
Right.
Which is to say throwing parties.
Yeah.
Where people give them money.
Yeah. Last but not least here today, Project Veritas is at it again. An employee from Twitter was caught in a Project Veritas honeypot, admitting that people have known about the company for years. And by known, we're saying, hey, dude, we're censoring the right. Twitter senior engineer, boy, Ross, Maru Ginsen? Nope, not even close. That one I'll say I'm not even close on. Don't care.
Siru Murgison?
Not going to work there anymore after this.
Probably Murgison.
Yeah. He was caught on camera telling an undercover journalist that the social media company does not support free speech, runs on communist ideals, and has a clear bias against Republicans. Now, I watched this video, D'Anthony, and they jump cut a lot of videos together during this and a lot of different interviews. It's a different guy than this, by the way.
He was honeypotted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these girls went on dates with a couple high level Twitter executives.
Correct. And then
Let me stop you right there. A senior engineer at Twitter is not a high level executive.
There was another guy who was higher as well. There's a few of them. Yeah.
None of these people they've talked to so far amount to anything more than like some fucking middle management personality.
Well, they mattered enough that Elon actually tweeted about it.
Of course he did, because he's trying to drive down the price of Twitter so he can maybe buy it. I don't actually think he's going to buy it.
I do. I just think he wants it at a better price, and then he wants to clean house, or he actually just wants to out all the policies, practices of Twitter. And then the bots that are there and the fake accounts.
I think he wants to take down Twitter just to own the libs so he can get support from the right, because he knows that they're going to come into power soon and he doesn't want to get investigated by the SEC again over and over.
Well, did you see the Fifth Circuit ruling? The SEC doesn't exist anymore. So yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
I think the FBI is looking into Elon Musk right now.
Are they really?
Yeah, I believe so.
For what, though? Do you know?
Who knows? I mean, it's probably like political punitive bullshit.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean.
Yeah, so I watched these, this honeypot thing, like, because you couldn't see the girls' faces, Giorgio, but just by their voices, you could tell that they were probably hot blondes, right? Was that your guess too?
Yeah, and like during one of the interviews, even not interviews, I guess, during one of the, guys, what do you want to call these confessionals? He even said that like all my colleagues are getting honeypotted. If I didn't meet you in real life, I wouldn't have even trusted you. And she's just also, you know, honeypotting him.
Totally.
Yeah. And by the way, every fucking 3 months, Veritas puts one of these out, and it's a total fucking nothing burger every single time. Like we didn't learn anything from this video except for what everybody already knew.
Well, so here's the other side of this. I'll take the other side of this. I don't think people actually know. I think there's some people who are like, oh no, Twitter operates on a fucking completely even
anybody that,
playing field.
Anybody that thinks that is not going to be convinced by this. they're going to say exactly what I just said, which is that it's some middle fucking level dum-dum who's just saying that so he can get his dick sucked, which is true, by the way.
Or they're just not in this world. I mean, there's plenty of people that like have no idea about Phil Mickelson or the Saudi Golf League that watch golf.
Yeah,
it's just like you're too close to the elephant. You can't really see it.
By the way, I was one of those. I didn't know that league, because we talked about this on the golf show on Drinking Bros Sports. I didn't know that league was going to be entirely played in the U.S. Like, that's fucking insane to me. That a Saudi-owned golf league could operate solely in the United States is fucking nuts to me.
Well, so there's plenty of people that like probably have no idea that like they might be plugged in, but they still don't really know anything about this.
If you're on Twitter, there's no way you don't know that there's a controversy about Twitter censoring the right. There's no fucking possible way you could not know that.
I think some people do not believe it, though. I think
I 100%. But that this right here is not going to convince them.
The way he talks about it, though, and he says, like, we as engineers tried as hard as we could to, like, protest and stand against this. Like, it's the powerful language.
One of his admissions.
Let's just watch the video.
That was most damning. Well, it's this guy right here. Where he says, people don't deserve freedom of speech. That one shocked me. Go ahead and play it. I wonder if we could ding for this. Who cares?
It was an ad first.
Oh, is it for Ford?
That was Chevy.
Chevy.
No free ads.
Yeah, no free ads. 1-2.
Yeah, but speaking of no free ads.
That electric Chevy is nowhere near close to being.
Speaking of no free ads, I just want to say again, fuck Dr. Squatch.
Unless they want to pay us.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we went to them. And we were like, yo, dude, I like the product. Do you want to pay us for the product? And they were like, nah, we're good. We knew the sales were good.
No, they would rather spend money with fucking Google, who is a giant piece of shit organization, than an actual veteran-owned company, which they say they support. So fuck those guys.
There's actually some dude that just wandered upstairs that like came in and had no idea. He was just checking out the studios, like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's a podcast studio.
Was
he's
he
like,
a big
I work
dude?
For Google. Can you do something for us? I'm like, nah, fuck off.
What, really?
That's right now?
Like when I went to the bathroom, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But he works for like Google Fiber. He's trying to sell us the internet.
He said I work for like Google HQ or whatever. So I said,
why didn't you bring him in?
Yeah, why didn't you beat his ass?
Joel, hey, is the Google guy still here?
Go look upstairs.
This is a wild ass show today.
Joel, just case the premises.
No, he's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Wait, there's another girl just at the.
That's Brittany.
Oh, okay.
All right. You're getting honeypotted, dude. You're going to start admitting to shit.
How funny would it be if we all leave here today and there's like a dead Google guy at the bottom of the stairs?
If Delco gets honeypotted.
Delco murdered the Google guy.
Yeah, I'm making too much money over there, man. Fuck those right guys, dude.
We should do that. We should hire some people to come in and like train them to talk only to those three guys and say, hey, our company does this, but explain their exact job titles and see how long it takes them to kick them out of the building.
We're the only ones, though, genuinely in real life. We don't care about who anybody votes for, or races, or any of that bullshit. Just do the fucking job. Just be good. That's all.
All right. Here's the video.
Fire away.
Most of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because, again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going
to
say,
can you... for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day and why I go out is like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess like it just kind of goes into the idea of like, well, what is correct?
If we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money.
There's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't like tell us that like, the real truth.
He has Osprey's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. Your special needs, you're literally special needs. So
I can't even take what you're saying seriously.
Targeting of types.
Wait.
You can read it.
Let me see. And how to protect yourself. Groups like Project Veritas are active right now. What is that?
It's like some group that's trying to just out the employees. Like they're trying to go on dates with them like this and record them and then go sell it to the New York Times and say this is what the Twitter employees
say. I didn't see this part.
It's really happening. This is what they're telling us to not do. You're lucky that you met me organically because I would be questioning everything about you.
Oh, that's so great.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't see the end of that video.
Nothing. That's so great. Nothing new.
Also, not
you're
a woman.
Smart though. Yes, not a woman. So, yeah, that's the biggest takeaway from this.
That's not a takeaway. 3 words in, I knew that it was a dude on the other side of that camera.
No. I understand that. But on the other videos, it was hot blonde girls.
It was women, yeah.
Yes. And so they're clearly playing off of who these people are.
And his job title is lead client partner. So,
wow. Do you think, say that again?
His title is lead client partner. So I think he's the lead person with advertisers.
No. That's he would be assigned to a major advertising partner as a liaison between them and the company. But that's it. He's not a policy maker. Anyways, as far the part at the end where he said about them being outed,
mm-hmm.
I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah,
because he's clearly out.
Yeah.
Do you think the guy behind the camera is a butch or a twink?
Boy,
just based on this guy's mannerisms, I'm curious what you think.
I'd say twink. That's my guess. A gut feeling on this one.
I don't know enough about the gay male community.
I'm thinking he's butch. I'm thinking he's like a real straight looking guy who's like, hey, I'm going to dip my toe in and like you're the special guy to do it to.
He sounds really white.
Body. He's a little overweight.
The guy, the dude in frame right there you're talking about?
Yeah.
But not the dude he's talking to probably, right?
No, he's saying what's the guy look like who's seducing him?
He sounds extremely white.
Yes.
Probably an otter.
He sounded extremely white. Not
What's an otter?
Otter is an older...
Smooth skin?
Smooth fucking
No, that's
fat
a young
dude.
College guy.
Otter is like a bear tweener. With no hair.
Okay. Otter's a tweener.
This is a college dude. This dude's like 23.
He did sound young.
Yeah. I think he's in college, like a senior just out of college, 23, 24. The beauty of it is the homeboy looking in a camera saying, if I didn't know it, like this is organic, then I wouldn't have dated you anyways. So... I think a lot of people don't know what's going on. I'm not with you in this camp, Dan. I think people are dumb and they don't really fucking know.
Maybe.
I don't think they want to believe and they can't pronounce scarcity. So they don't need to be believed.
I don't think, any sports book or any book carrying odds on whether or not Elon actually buys Twitter? Cause I would short that.
That is a great question. I wonder if my bookie is actually, because they do shit like this all the time.
I would short that for sure. I don't think he's going to buy it.
I think he is, but I think he just wants a better price.
He'll lose $1 billion, but how much money will he have lost for all these other people?
50,
correct.
50 fuck, or 44 billion, basically.
So what's a billion? Like just to expose a company?
I mean, it from as large as his ego is, I think it would be worth it. For him to take down Twitter for $1 billion to own the libs, so he can get more street cred with conservatives.
I agree, and I think that's worth it if you have that kind of money.
But I don't think he's. Not? I don't think he's going to fucking buy Twitter.
Okay, you. By the way, Donald Trump said the same thing.
Well,
he said no.
That would be the only time he and I agreed on anything.
Ah, come on.
Except for this new design I have coming out pretty soon. actually, Bob, pull up the.
Is it out? Do we have it out?
The MAGA King one is out. Yeah.
Is it
the Burger King logo that's got Trump's hair on top of it?
Huh? Oh, this is a good one.
It's go
it's
to
in
the
store.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go to the store and go to the new stuff.
It's a really good one.
There's an even better one. I would say 80% better than this.
Do you get high when you come up with these ideas?
Yes.
What's the process?
Super
like?
High. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Everyone you send me is hilarious, and I enjoy it, and I always get a fucking chuckle out of it. So
there we go. Yeah.
MAGA
King.
Pop the white one up, Bob. White one will do it. There you go. That's a great one.
I think it's. I just thought it was funny.
Jay did this.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
It's like a bipartisan. Like anyone would wear this.
Yeah. Anyone would wear this.
Yeah, I mean, really it's not intrinsically an insult or a compliment.
No.
Right.
I'm going to add one more story here because who cares, right? Let's go for it today. Madison Cawthorn was voted out in North Carolina in his GOP primary. we're all done with that, which I find fascinating. Like that it's over that quickly for him. Whereas a lot of these people have stayed, A lot of these people have stayed on. He was gone pretty quickly. Like Marjorie Greene.
Taylor Greene.
She's still on her first. She's still in. She hasn't won re-election.
When is it? Do you know?
November.
Yeah. She's still on her first term.
But did anybody challenge her in the primary?
I don't think so.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't think so either. But somebody went out of their way to challenge this dude. Did anybody challenge like the AOCs or any of those people?
Well, she's not going to get challenged. She spent like $40 million in her last campaign. It was like the,
oh yeah, people love her. They'll give her money from all over the United States.
Nobody's going to primary her.
Pennsylvania's the big one, right? With Oz.
Pennsylvania. So Dr. Oz was winning that one by 0.2 of a point, and they're going to do a recount. Delco, Dan, you're shaking your head because that's your state.
Dr. Oz is not going to win.
He's going to win for the GOP side. But you know who he's against, right? You see one for the Democratic side? I'm curious your thoughts. Like, this is your state, and I'm being totally serious. The guy in shorts. Yeah, his nickname is the guy in shorts, and he wears shorts and a hoodie to every event. He's like 6'8".
He's massive. He's got the giant beard.
Huge.
Yeah. He's going to win.
You think he's going to win?
He'll win.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a Democrat. I don't know that state as well as you do. Matter of fact, when we did the 2016 election preview show, the only state I missed was Pennsylvania. It's a hard state to pin down. Why does that guy resonate with the people exactly?
More so than like Dr. Oz?
Yeah, because look, Dr. Oz is famous and you have that brand name at least where you're like, all right.
I don't give a shit about fame in Pennsylvania. It's like blue collar.
But Trump won there, right?
Can we stop pretending like John Fetterman is a fucking dude in shorts? He's the sitting lieutenant governor of the state.
That's his jam.
He's not some fucking dude in shorts.
That's
his jam. He is a politician, and he has been for some time, since 2006.
So there's a show called The Circus on Showtime, which is a political show that airs, and they kind of go through. They used to do just the presidency. But since the show did really well, now they're doing midterms and now they're doing primaries and all that other shit. So they did one episode on this guy, and the guy in shorts is what they're calling him. And one of the things they tried to pin down on him, because I guess the left doesn't really like this guy that much, was that he chased down a black guy with a shotgun and held him at gunpoint out in the street. Who was wearing a hoodie, and they tried to pin him down on this, and they said, hey, man, what the fuck, and blah, 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 you're not a true Democrat, and everything else, and he got challenged, so there was some concern that he wouldn't win this, and his opponents were spending a fuck ton of money against him, but I think he housed that guy. If you can look up the numbers on that, Bob, I think he destroyed the other candidates.
Yeah, he won 59% of the vote.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And there were three other candidates.
Three other candidates. Yeah. Oh, so that's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they fucking like this guy. Why is he lieutenant governor now? Did something else happen, or
what do you mean?
He's
been lieutenant governor since January of 2019.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, okay. He ran in 2018 for lieutenant governor. He was the mayor of some town called Braddock since 2006. Since he was, he's been in politics since his mid 30s.
So he's slowly just trying to step it up.
He's just trying to be a career politician. This guy's a cunt like every other cunt that's in office.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so I say that because people ask in the chat about what I thought of him. back to Madison Cawthorn. I've said this before. Sometimes people get run out of Washington because they're anti-establishment and the establishment doesn't like that. Trump's an example of that. Tulsi Gabbard's an example of that. Madison Cawthorn is not. He's a fucking clown, and that's why he's gone.
Right.
Not because of all the leaked shit over the last 3 months, because of the stupid shit that comes out of his mouth and the lies he's told over the years. The guy's a fucking dummy.
Yeah, and the thing that's telling in that race, because that's in North Carolina, where we used to be, is the guy that was running against him doesn't have, like, you know, a name or I don't even know the guy's name, to be honest with you. They were just sick of Madison Cawthorn's bullshit.
Well, the only reason anybody knows Madison Cawthorn's name is because he's in a wheelchair.
Well,
there's nothing notable about him aside from that.
He put his hand on somebody else's dick and vice versa.
Well, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that I enjoyed.
And let's be real. Any of you out there who are in the Marine Corps who had some kind of something to say about him jumping in bed and humping his buddy while he was trying to sleep because he was fucking drunk, I know you've done it. I know for an absolute fucking fact that you've done it. So don't bring me that bullshit. I don't want to hear it. But this guy, I said it before. He's Dan Bilzerian in a wheelchair. That's it. completely fraudulent personality. He lied and said that his buddy left him to die and then had to retract it later after he got sued. He said he fucking wanted to go to the Naval Academy but couldn't because of his accident. He got rejected before it. All this stuff. He is a fucking clown.
Well, now he's out of there and he doesn't have a chance anyways.
Oh, he'll be working at some conservative think tank in 6 months.
Like, oh, he'll what, be,
what,
yeah.
What, let's go to Madison Cawthorn about this issue. Like, oh, I'm fucking stupid, man. Listen to what I say. Wheelchair. Fuck off.
He had a fun Instagram post to finally acknowledge his loss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did? What'd he say?
I'll read it quickly. When the establishment turned their guns on me, when the Uniparty coalesced to defeat an America First member, very few people had my back. This list includes the lion's share of figures that came into my defense when it was not politically profitable. Profitable and kind of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then you get down to the end. The time for genteel politics, as usual, has come to an end. It's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for dark MAGA to truly take command. We have an enemy to defeat, but we will never be able to defeat them until we defeat the cowardly and weak members of our own party. Their days are numbered. We are coming.
What is dark MAGA?
Yeah, what
literally
is dark MAGA?
Of the NWO. When you had like the black versus red.
Wrestling.
So is Cawthorn going to come out with a black stubble beard and a blonde,
and a blonde mustache? Yeah.
I hope
like
so.
Like Hogan?
Or a blonde handlebar, I guess.
I'd support that.
That would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
I feel like we should replace all of our politicians with professional wrestlers.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
That's it.
Hey, The Rock is thinking about running. That is no lie.
Well, he's a cunt.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
He's really busy with the XFL.
Well, that and Black. Was it Black Adam? Yeah.
I don't know about character. That, but his Young Rock show got renewed for another season.
Fuck yeah, dude. That'll keep going forever.
Yeah.
The Rock is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Social media controls everything.
People seem to enjoy him.
Yeah. Now's the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week. I'm actually going to give this to my wife, Jessie. We gave birth to our third child yesterday. I say we, but I really mean her. In all sincerity, that fucking shit is so intense, man. After being there, and Bob, you're probably the same way. It's like, dude, I can never tell a woman what to do with her body after that, where it is just so intense that you're like, what the fuck?
It's fucking unreal.
I'll never do anything like that, nor can I pretend on telling you, oh yeah, this is the right thing. Holy shit, dude. It was about 7 hours of going through that shit. Child is out into the world. Birdie Rose Patterson, and cheers to Jesse. And then one more drinking bro of the week, Anand Manikam. Sent this in for the child. It is a Blippi little to-go kit as a lunchbox. Now, anybody who has watched the show for a long period of time knows that we are huge fans of Blippi's diarrhea video.
You should Amber Heard that box and send it back to him.
Shit inside of it and then send it back to...
Why not?
Anand. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the trinkets and everything you guys send in. It's really fucking funny. And we couldn't be here without you.
One more DB of the week is Aaron Salter, the retired police officer and security guard in Buffalo who tried to stop that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
RIP.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, man.
Yep.
And by the way, I watched that footage. I don't know if you have. Cop listener of ours sent it in, and I watched it. Man, you want to think that you're prepared at all times for shit like this to happen. And it's like, after watching that, you really aren't. It's just so fast where it's just a guy hops out of the car and just thinking about it at HEB or something in Texas, like there's no way. Mm-hmm. Me personally, at least, would have time for that. You probably would, but you're one of the best of the best. Like a normal person just would not, man. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brittany just went to Tim Kennedy's female protector course last weekend.
Oh, how was it?
Well, you'd have to ask her, but she says it was good.
You didn't go out there?
No, it's okay. Just for women.
Oh, but, no shit.
Yeah.
Safe space for women with guns.
Well, no, I didn't know if husbands got to watch or, however that works.
Beat off.
I'd like to hear her yell, "That's my purse," to see how well...
like Bobby?
Yeah. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
That's my purse.
That's my purse.
Yeah, she said it was pretty... She was really good.
All of Tim's shit is dope,
The whole first night for like 4 hours, they just talked about situational awareness. That's the first thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's times though where because I will say this, like you let your guard down, like taking your kid to a movie or something. It didn't dawn on me until I was in a smaller theater on this last go round where I was like, oh shit, there is no exit out of here. It's just through the door that I came in, and you'd kind of be fucked. You're kind of trapped and you have nowhere to go.
Well, so. You can, most movie theaters have doorways to into the projector room.
Correct. But this one did not. And so like you start to notice little things like that. And I think schools like Tim's are important to help you think about things like that, because they are doing it in schools across America. My child is one of them. Jax, my older son, you know, I got the email home, and I'm sure you've gotten this, where they practice the lockdown drills in case a shooter comes in. And they do it 3 times a year. Police, fire, and paramedics show up.
Yeah, it's run, hide, fight.
Yes.
That's the training the FBI came up with it. But yeah, it's...
So they are doing that to keep the kids aware.
There's stuff you can do in your everyday life. Tim talks about it in his course, but it's something I used to train people on as well. anytime you're out in public, you just, you know, train yourself to be aware of what's going on. Is somebody wearing clothing that's too bulky for that time of year, right? Are they wearing gloves for no reason? Do they have the wrong footwear on? What are their hands doing? Do they look sketchy at all? Do they look out of place? Your brain is pretty good at picking this shit up. You just have to recognize it.
Yeah.
You should always be practicing that sort of stuff. Whether you're trying to identify a threat or not, you should always be practicing that, in my opinion.
Exactly. Ivan Huerta just sent in breaking news. AOC. Has gotten engaged. So, sorry.
She's engaged, Anthony, to the chain link fence.
You know what's weird? He's got red hair and a red beard, D'Anthony. he's a white man. And she says, she just posted, "It's true. Thank you for all the well wishes." So she is engaged. I think that guy actually runs her digital campaign.
Yeah. She siphons money off to him the same way that Bernie Sanders does to his daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And every Republican does to every Republican.
All politicians. All politicians. That's not really that shocking.
Be clear about that.
But they are engaged. So sorry, Georgia. Sorry about that. Okay.
It's okay. Miss Musk is my new white whale.
I know. She's out there on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Go to Spotify and just leave a 5-star. We've got over 3,000 Spotify reviews since that launched. About 2.5 months ago. So we're super amped about that. And also, we did sign a video deal with Spotify. A lot of you guys have hit us up and be like, "Holy shit, your video show is on Spotify." Yes. So when you click play on the Spotify video, the Spotify feed itself, it'll play the individual episode. At the bottom is the video. And then if you run outside or go to the bank or the grocery store or whatever, it'll automatically switch over into audio at the exact same place you left off on the video. And that's a fun feature. A lot of you have asked if they will have a chat on Spotify, and the answer is no. We're one of a handful of shows that made a deal with Spotify to have video on there in 4K, and they're not going to do that for a while. And I understand that tech is crazy expensive, and to go in and do that for that many shows, that would be nuts. But I also don't know any other tech that you can just switch over from video to audio and just leave the house and do it. So it's a really cool feature, and shout out to Spotify for doing it. And as of now, they have not censored any of our shows. D'Anthony, I promise to do better next week. I was not that good. 1 hour sleep in the hospital. I apologize, guys. I'm better than that. I know when the shows are good and they're bad, and today I was not good. I was not good. Okay? I admit it. God damn it. And I want to do better. I want to be the change I see in the world. Damn it. For D'Anthony Holloway.
I think that was O.J. Simpson that said that.
Did he? For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.